soccer might not be the first sport that comes to mind when you think about Wisconsin, but the game is gaining popularity in the state with major expansions in the works. Madison's lower-level professional men's soccer team, Forward Madison FC, led its league in attendance in 2022. And earlier this month, the team announced plans to bring the first professional women's soccer team to Wisconsin starting in the fall of 2024. Two of the founders of Forward Madison also announced plans last fall to build a new sports and entertainment district in Milwaukee that will host a new professional men's soccer team starting in 2025. And last summer, Lambeau Field in Green Bay hosted its first ever soccer game with a high-profile exhibition matchup between a top German team, Bayern Munich, and a top British team, Manchester City. It's an exciting time for soccer fans in Wisconsin and a good time to get into the sport if you thought about giving it a try. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a soccer fan or curious about the game? What do you think about the growth of professional soccer here in Wisconsin? Do you want to see it come to your neck of the woods? Have you been to a professional game? What was the experience like? Do you play at any level? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Connor Kaloya is the chief operating officer of Big Top Sports and Entertainment. He's one of the founders of Forward Madison FC and the former Green Bay Voyageurs soccer team. He's going to be the COO for the new professional women's team in Madison and the new professional men's team in Milwaukee. Connor, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Let's start with some of the newest news here, the announcement of the first professional women's soccer team here in Wisconsin. What can you tell us about the plans?
Yeah, you know, we have secured a franchise for a first division, so the top division of professional soccer in the U.S. So we've secured a franchise for our first division women's club that could start play here in Madison as soon as 2025. Now, we have a clear path to bring the franchise here. With that being said, our great facility, Breeze Stevens Field, needs some renovations and improvements to get up to the standard of a first division professional soccer club. We need a new turf on the field, some additional seating, and then the proper infrastructure for women-specific locker rooms and kind of back-of-house needs. And if we can work with the city of Madison to make those improvements to the facility, we'll be bringing women's professional soccer here to Madison.
And this is something you've thought about for a while. You've said elsewhere that Forward Madison could have started a women's soccer team already at an amateur level. You had wanted to wait, though, to make sure it was a fully professional team. Why was that important?
Yeah, you know, since we launched Forward Madison, so we announced Forward Madison in 2018. We started playing in 2019. At that time, we hoped within 3 to 5 years, we'd be able to secure a women's franchise for Madison as well. And it was actually 5 years and one day that it took us to secure a women's franchise. You know, everything we've done with Forward Madison, we work with our supporters, our great fans, our season ticket holders. They're the lifeblood of the club. They direct the decision-making of the club. And since the start, you know, with Forward Madison, they picked our team colors. They picked our team name. They even picked the logo that we use. And as we've explored women's soccer, especially over the last 3 years, we've regularly convened focus groups with our supporters group to guide us on what we should be doing. And in talking to the supporters group, you know, there was a league that existed that was an amateur league. We had the opportunity to join that league on the women's side, and our supporters felt strongly that it just didn't feel right that you would have a paid men's team and an unpaid women's team. And they didn't think that told the right story from an equity standpoint. And so we have kind of stepped back and encouraged the league to start a professional product. And here we are a few years later. There's a professional women's league, and we're excited to have secured a franchise. And hopefully bring a first division women's league team to the stadium where a third division men's team is playing.
Talking to Connor Kaloya with Big Top Sports and Entertainment, looking at pro soccer here in Wisconsin, what's happening now, and a couple teams in the works over the next couple of years. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Current soccer fans, love to hear from you about your thoughts on these teams opening up here in the state. If you have questions about what goes into creating a soccer team, join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Connor, before we head on over to these plans for Milwaukee another year down the road, just want to get your thoughts on the popularity of soccer here in Wisconsin. What are you seeing in terms of hunger for teams in the state?
Yeah, you know, the way that our announcement last week has been received has just been overwhelming, overwhelmingly positive. You know, there's 51,000 youth players across the state under the age of 35. Americans consume soccer at the same rate they consume baseball and basketball. 10 years ago, there was about 45 professional teams, outdoor professional teams in the U.S. Now there's more than 120. So there's just been rapid growth over the last 10 years. We expect that growth to continue. I think what's happened with Ford Madison here in Madison has exceeded what our expectations were when we launched this club. And we're seeing great demand and interest in both our future Milwaukee club, but also the Madison women's professional soccer team. With the World Cup coming to North America in 2026, we think there's only going to be an increased interest in outdoor spectator soccer. And we think over the next 20 years, that interest will continue to grow. So we're excited to continue to invest in the space and do more to bring more soccer to the fans of Wisconsin.
I want to expand on something you mentioned there. How much of increasing interest in soccer in the U.S. is coming from, you know, those kids playing it and their parents? I'll speak from personal experience. I didn't know from soccer growing up, really. My kids played it from kindergarten through, well, still into college now. And I'm, you know, not the hardest core fan, but I certainly appreciate the game a lot more. Is my story a pretty common one?
Totally is, yeah. And you know, our core demographic with soccer. Soccer is a little bit more of a, what I would say, like a lifestyle sport than it is kind of your traditional mainstream sports. And our core demographic at Ford Madison, it's a very diverse group of 25 to 35 year olds. And if we're connecting with that group, then their parents and adults think it's cool. And as long as we maintain a family friendly product, we'll continue to connect with the youth soccer players and their parents. And so you're absolutely right. As I mentioned, 51,000 youth players across the state. A lot of parents or parents with young kids have had kids play soccer. That's connected them to the game. And once they're watching their kids play, then they might pick up a Major League Soccer game on TV or an English Premier League game, and then, you know, check out their local professional team like Ford Madison. So there's absolutely been rapid growth at the youth level. It continues to grow. And just soccer is so much more accessible, especially at the younger ages, whether it be from a video game standpoint, from watching English Premier League or Major League Soccer. When we were growing up, or, you know, when I was growing up, soccer was not nearly as accessible it is now. So that's a big part of it.
Now let's go to Milwaukee. This plan is a little further out. Can you tell us about a new men's professional team in the works there? It'll be at a higher league level than the one that's currently in Madison. Tell us your hopes for that one.
Yeah, we secured a franchise in the USL Championship. So it's the second division of American soccer, mainly markets of a million plus teams, 26 markets across the U.S. And we've, you know, acquired a 12-acre parcel of land in the Westtown District at 6th in Michigan. And we have plans to build an 8,000-seat soccer stadium, a 200-key hotel, and about 170 workforce multifamily housing units. Retail and entertainment space. So it's a comprehensive development. We've already started demolition on the site. The housing element of the site has started, and we're hopeful that we can be up and playing soccer there as soon as 2025. It'd be the highest level of men's professional soccer in the state. It would be the home of Marquette's men's and women's soccer and lacrosse teams. And it would really be kind of an outdoor community venue to bring together many different entertainment uses. And something, you know, if you look across the country, you look at the largest markets without professional soccer, Milwaukee is one of the top five markets in the U.S. that doesn't have a high-level professional soccer team.
Now, I mentioned that Green Bay team. It was at a league lower than the Madison one. It only lasted a few years. Is there something about, you know, a place like Madison not having a lot of competition in the pro sports world in general? Whereas in Green Bay, you know, there's another sport that kind of overshadows everything else there. Milwaukee, you've got a couple established teams in major leagues. Is that kind of other sport competition, does that make it harder for a pro soccer team to stand out?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I think Green Bay, that team, it was an amateur team. The season ran from mid-May to July, and it was really, the pandemic made that business model really challenging. And coming out of the pandemic, after a short run there, you know, we kind of just decided to focus on our professional soccer operations. We think pro teams in the state are a more viable option. While there is a lot of competition in Milwaukee, We think there's a massive void in the market as it relates to soccer. We had nearly 5,000 people submit names for the team. I think yesterday we started to put up different possibilities of what we would call the team and our name the team contest. We had over 10,000 votes in the first day. So there's amazing engagement. I think there's a pent-up demand in Milwaukee to have professional soccer. Actually, in 2014, a supporters group started with the sole focus of trying to bring pro soccer to Milwaukee. That was the Milwaukee Barons. At one time, I think they surpassed over 5,000 Facebook followers. So there's a lot of interest in the market. We think it'll be a great place to have professional soccer. And while there is competition, we think the interest will allow us to kind of step into that space and have some success.
We're talking to Forward Madison FC Chief Operating Officer Connor Kaloya about the growth of professional soccer in Wisconsin and the response from fans and communities in the state. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you see soccer getting more interest in your community, maybe in your own family? Did you inherit a love of soccer from your kids at some point along the way, as I did? Have you been to a professional soccer match, MLS, something overseas, or a local team? Call it and tell us about it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up the conversation with Connor Kaloya, COO of the soccer team Forward Madison FC. He'll hold the same position for new professional teams, two new teams coming to Wisconsin, most likely over the next couple of years, a women's team in Madison at the top level of women's play, and a men's team in Milwaukee, one level below the top there. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. No soccer fans out there today? Have you been to a game? Have you played yourself? Are you excited at a possible growth in professional soccer options here in the state? Women's teams, men's teams, join in with your thoughts, your experiences, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Connor, how important was Forward Madison and its attendance levels to the impetus to bring in these other teams in the state? How much of it was a test case for bringing in these other teams?
Yeah, so it was the first professional team, outdoor professional team, in 20 years here in the state. And I think that the way the community connected with the team went beyond what we expected. And we've shipped merchandise to 50 states, 32 countries. That's far beyond what we ever expected when we created this club with the help of the community. When we launched Madison at that time, we had contemplated kind of a statewide strategy for spectator soccer. So, Milwaukee was kind of on our minds. But after that first season in Madison, keep in mind that was pre-pandemic, but in 2019, after that first season, that really kind of made us confident to, move forward with a club in Milwaukee, but also push harder to bring a women's professional team here to Madison. So, it's been a great test case. And I think what we've only seen and what we're only seeing across, locally and across the country is an increased interest and growth in pro soccer.
I'm getting ahead of the game here with the women's team. It is a top level team. If there are soccer celebrities in the United States, it's the U.S. Women's team with a lot of World Cups under their belt. Is there a hope, a dream that some of those star players might end up on a Wisconsin team?
Yeah, we're a few years away, but I do think, there's a significant difference on the men's side versus the women's side. While soccer is very good in the U.S., the men's U.S. national team may be, top 16 in the world regularly. The U.S. women's national team is the top, or hopefully is the favorite to win the Women's World Cup this summer. And so the best women's soccer players in the world come from the U.S. And so, yeah, the hope would be that at some time in the near future or in the early years of the club, we would be able to have, a women's national team player on the roster. We'll be playing at the first division. We're going to work to build this club in a way that it'll be competitive at the first division. And it would be great to have some women that have played at the highest level on the club.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Laura is with us in Manitowoc. Laura, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just heard you, you know, put your shout out for people to call in, and I just had to call in because I have to represent. There can't be no callers for the fans of soccer. I just wanted to give our little story that I'm a mom of two kids, both of whom played soccer in high school. My son's actually a player on his team now. He's the goalie. His older sister was on a pretty successful high school team here in Wisconsin, and it started because her dad had a cousin who played soccer professionally in another country, and I just really wanted to steer my kids. I didn't want to spend, frankly, the whole winter sitting in a basketball court, so there's a little selfishness to it, but I love soccer, and I wish it had been around when I was a kid.
And Laura, has that translated into you and your family going to see games, doing soccer tourism to take in pro games?
My daughter and her boyfriend and my husband went to see the first professional soccer game that was held at Lambeau Field. I think it was just this last winter, was it?
Yep. And how about that weather?
That was a big deal. Yeah, they really enjoyed it.
Laura, thanks so much for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Connor, I think you're probably hoping there are a lot of fans out there like Laura and her family.
We hope there's more than one fan. Yeah, Rob, that is the hope. But no, we yeah, it's, you hit on the point earlier that absolutely a lot of people are connecting with the game through their kids. When we were growing up, or people of our generation, I have a 6 and a 9-year-old, I'm in my early 40s, you played soccer, but there wasn't the opportunity to consume soccer like there is now. And Laura mentioned the Lambeau Field match, and that's a great testament to the desire and interest in soccer in the state, a sold out Lambeau Field for the first professional soccer match ever played there.
Thanks a lot for that call, Laura. Willem joins us now in Colfax. Willem, hi.
Hi. I remember, I'm an immigrant to this country. I came with my parents in the late 1950s, early 60s, and my dad used to play semi-pro soccer in the Netherlands, and he started a team in Holland, Michigan, called the Holland Hotspurs, because his favorite team was the Tottenham Hotspurs. So they would play teams from Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, Battle Creek. I can't remember the name of the league, but there were mostly foreign immigrant players from Germany and Czechoslovakia. There was a guy from Pakistan. Anyway, so that was interesting, but there was nothing, you know, happening in American soccer. And when I was a child, they used to play soccer in grade school, everyone would just gather around the ball and kick at it, and that's not how you play the game.
Willem, thanks a lot for sharing that. So some predecessors here, kind of, I want to know more about that league that Willem's dad played in, but can you talk about immigrants bringing attention to the game here in Wisconsin and beyond?
Yeah, so, you know, in the 1950s and 60s, Milwaukee was one of the best soccer markets in the entire U.S. And Milwaukee, Cincinnati, St. Louis, those are kind of the premier soccer markets. And a lot of that is because a lot of immigrants played with their teams, whether it be the Croatian Eagles or the Serbian teams, the Bavarians. And, you know, if you look now, this is 60 years later, but those markets that were really good, soccer markets in the 1950s and 60s, driven by immigrant populations, now are great professional markets. Cincinnati and St. Louis have new stadiums and have amazingly successful Major League Soccer teams. So, you know, Milwaukee and Wisconsin as a whole has always been a very good soccer state. It's been underserved from a spectator soccer standpoint. We've started to fill that void here in Madison and are excited to fill that void in Milwaukee.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Willem. Teresa joins us now in Madison. Teresa, hi.
Hello. Obviously, I come from England. Chelsea, I support entirely. Been to the FA Cup twice. Somebody mentioned the Lambeau Field game. That was a bloody disgrace. They both put on their second teams, and you're paying a fortune. On to the soccer. My daughter was a brilliant player, played for the top teams in Madison. You get to a certain age, and then those girls are just like fodder. They're just traded from one to the other. I travelled all over with a baby. I supported her entirely. But at the end of the day, I didn't want to sacrifice, you know, how she was going to do mentally being treated like that.
Teresa, thanks for the call. I thought there were a lot of starters at that Lambeau game, but point taken. But Teresa, wondering what's happening at these higher levels for girls in the sport. Connor, do you have thoughts on what's happening at the higher end of the youth leagues?
Yeah, I think Teresa brings up a valid point there. And we're, couple points or a couple thoughts on that. First of all, from a women's professional standpoint, there's 101 men's professional teams in the U.S. There's 12 women's professional teams. That's just amazingly inequitable. And there's a lot of great women's professional or women's soccer players that aren't getting the chance to play professionally. One unique thing about our kind of league is we will have an academy product that allows girls from ages 13 and up to play. We'll likely eventually have an amateur product that connects with college age women, and then also a pro product. So we will create a pipeline. I do get Teresa's point that youth soccer, and especially at the competitive level, can be a lot. And I think that is something, we're not in the youth space, we're in the professional space, but something we do try and work with the 41 area youth clubs here in the Madison Area Youth Soccer Association. And we'll be working with the Milwaukee clubs as well to kind of make sure that we're all working together to develop a sustainable and great game together.
Teresa, thanks for that call. And my daughter is also a Chelsea supporter. Connor, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
That's Connor Kaloya, Chief Operating Officer of Big Top Sports and Entertainment, where he founded and now operates the Forward Madison FC soccer team. With us today to talk about the growth of pro soccer in the state, with plans announced for a new women's team in Madison and a men's team in Milwaukee.